So my name's Tim Jones, and I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust and the One Another Project in Trafalgar Square. It's the 27th of August, 2009, and the time is 2:17 in the morning. If I could ask you to tell me your name, age, and where you come from.
My name is Michael Whitby. I'm 22, and I come from Liverpool originally.
Thank you very much. When was it you first found out about the One Another Project?
About a few months before it started. I'm not sure exactly. In June time? No, I'm getting confused. Well, before it started, anyway.
And how did you get to hear about it?
I had a friend who I've got a friend who works for Artichoke, and she told me, introduced me to the project.
So what were your initial thoughts when you first found out about it?
To be completely honest, I was a bit sceptical about the whole project. I was doubtful whether it was really going in the right direction for what I thought art should be doing. And in a lot of ways, it kind of scared me in a way. The thought of the project.
Can you expand on that?
The comparisons maybe between this and I think I remember thinking that I would probably quite like it if it was just television, and I didn't really see that it was the role of an artist to be doing this. Well, maybe I could enjoy it as. Maybe if Channel 4 were doing it. And they have done quite similar things. Not necessarily Channel 4, but TV is definitely in that area. And I don't know. Anthony Gormley said himself, he said some quite sort of damning things about getting the public involved in artworks and giving them control over things, which when I heard them, I agreed with. And might be misquote. I'm not going to quote him, I keep thinking that the public for a reason, like they in a lot of ways I think that they don't, not that they don't deserve time, but I'm not that prepared for this. I'm not articulating myself that well, but I think I'll stop there.
So how are you feeling now you know that you're going to go up on the plinth?
Well, I have gotten more and more involved in the project, more attached to it. I think that my involvement in it now I'm working on the project, which has been a really interesting experience, regardless of how I feel about the art side. But I think now I feel like, as I've become involved in it, that it's, I feel like it would be nice to do it as almost like a memento for being involved in the project, that I've got this involvement in it. And I've seen it from all sorts of angles now. Like last night, I kind of was a spectator for the first time, and it's really strange to be on different sides of it. So this would be the last side to be on. But I do still feel the same about the actual content of it, but it's nice to do it as a memento, I guess. You know, it's not the best term, but. And now I'm a little bit nervous about it, as it's actually come around.
When was the point at which you decided that you wanted to put your name forward and spend an hour of your time on top of the plinth?
Well, it actually happened very short notice, so only today, actually. Had pretty much been against it right up until the point where I thought, well, actually, it might be a bit of fun, and it would be nice to be properly involved in it. Pretty much that, yeah.
And can you tell us a little bit about kind of art, the role and significance that art plays in your life?
In my life? Well, I've just recently graduated from a fine art degree, which was about just over 12 months ago. So it plays a massive part in my life. It's pretty much at the core, and everything else sort of comes off around that. So my social network is, not social, I mean my friends are all connected to that, and it's what I do really. It's what I do for pleasure, and it's what I work in, and it's what all my friends do, and so it's very central to my life. Is there any part of that you'd like me to?
How would you say you got into art in the first place?
Into art, I think I realized like when I was maybe 14 or something, I felt like I was better at it than other stuff that I was doing, so kind of committed to it at that time and didn't really turn back. I just got more and more involved in it. I think I sort of felt at the time I sort of had to throw everything into one thing, and that's what it was going to be.
And how would you describe the kind of the niches and the styles that you're most interested in, and that you choose to you choose as a basis for like your own practice?
I'm a bit unclear about what you mean with that, I still like to think that I have quite a broad practice, so it's not that I'm involved in painting or sculpture or anything like that, but I suppose what I mean, it's not that the stuff that I do is unconnected, but could you expand a bit on what, I'm not really clear what you
so art's a very broad kind of, you know, broad kind of area, so what are your specific interests, and then how does that reflect
well,
on what you actually do?
I suppose the area that I don't know if this I'm interested in gallery art, I suppose, is, does that help at all? I suppose in my taste, I'm very interested in sort of installation type works, is kind of the area that I'm in that kind of interests me. But I suppose I'm interested to see when things kind of spill over, and I suppose in my sort of ideal world, like artists in a broader sense, like writers and architects and musicians, we all sort of cross over and work together and collaborate.
So what things are you, what pieces are you working on at the moment?
I'm actually working on a series of paintings at the moment, which is kind of, the series will just be a piece of one piece, I guess. I've worked in sculpture and video and films and things like that as well. I don't know exactly where that's going to leave me, but I think my long term plan is to, because I'm originally from Liverpool, I would like to go back there and open a gallery there. I think through my degree I got more and more involved in organising things and got a real kick out of that, so I would kind of, that's what I would like to be doing in maybe a couple of years time.
So where do you see yourself at the moment?
It's kind of in what sense as an artist, it's very kind of, I feel like there's so many kind of, it's all open to me at the moment. It's sort of such an early stage, just having graduated, there's a lot of possibilities out there, so I kind of, I'm aware of that, and I just kind of get on with doing whatever I want, I think.
So how would you describe yourself as a person?
As a person?
Artist, yeah.
I'd like to think now I'm quite ambitious, but it's kind of quite arrogant thing to say. I don't know how I can. I don't know. I think the sensitive seems to come up quite often. I can come across as being quite shy, but I'm, sometimes I feel quite confident, and then I don't know, it's strange, but I would like, I think I'd like to be known for being ambitious, if that, I try my best. And I would like to be known for seeing things through and committing to what I say I'm going to do. But does that answer your question? I don't know. It's an awkward question to answer without. Yeah.
What would you say are the most important things to you at the moment in your life?
Well, work's taking up a big amount of my life at the moment, so I'm pretty involved in that at the moment, with that being the project. It's kind of consumed my life at the moment, and taking on a whole new sort of social group as well, and making new friends. So I don't really feel like I'm doing very much else other than that, but that's fine.
So what would you say are the most kind of significant parts of being a part of this project and this work kind of taking up so much of your time? What are the best bits and the worst bits about it?
I think some, I don't know, the best, it's great to have the amount of responsibility and having the respect from the people who are kind of my managers. And it's like a job that you can really get into, and you're just trying to do it. It's quite consuming, just trying to do the best that you can. There's always stuff to do, so it works in a really healthy way for me. Keeps you on your toes, and there's always trying to, and being aware of how you want things to run smoothly, and just trying to foresee things before they happen, is always keeps you busy. So it's kind of quite demanding in that way. But I've done jobs where you just stand around all day, and that is so much worse. It's so much more stressful. It's strange how that works like that.
And what is it you're gonna do when you're up in the plinth?
Well, I've brought with me a Victorian costume that I got from a film that I was making with my brother that we had made for us. This sort of period film that we made. And I think I'm just going to stand up there. I'm a bit worried that, because of what I know through working for the project, that the idea of doing nothing can cause more trouble than doing something else, but I don't feel like I have anything to say. I'm just gonna wear this costume.
And what hopes and fears do you have?
I don't know, really, because I don't know. I'm nervous, but I don't know why, really. I kind of know what is the worst that could happen, or. I mean, I guess that people might heckle me, but I don't know, I guess that I'm bothered about that, because it's one thing seeing it happen to other people, and then it's another thing happening to you, but I don't know.
What do you think, whether or not it goes according to plan or not, what do you think you're going to take away from the experience?
I guess one main thing is that I will understand the project from every angle, or at least have witnessed it from every angle, which is interesting. I don't really have any major things that I want to get out of it. I don't know, it's just quite a simple thing that I just want to go up there and not really do anything, but show that I can look like a Victorian.
How would you say the emotions have changed from deciding that you're going to go up there to kind of planning and now being here like half an hour before you go up?
So, what, how...
Emotionally, what's the journey been?
Oh, I guess it was fine, and then I started to get a little bit more worried as it becomes more real in the last maybe few hours. And then I sort of realised how unaware I was of the actual process of how, because you get involved in your side, in your bit, and then I was just like, oh, should I be doing this now? I didn't really know what I was supposed to be doing. I haven't really, my job doesn't involve, I'm aware of everything that goes on, but where it all fits together, I know my little bit which surrounds the hour, and yeah, but the order of everything in between, it has sort of passed me by, so I'm like, I've realised how much I don't know about that.
And what's it like finally to be part of, or to be one of 2,400 who get to take part in the project and to become part of Trafalgar Square for an hour?
Well, I think today I was wondering, I think when I was going back to get my costume to come back here, I was thinking about how this is going to seem maybe in 50 years' time or something. And what it will mean then. I couldn't really come up with an answer, but I think it seemed like an interesting thought that I was like, what? Yeah, it obviously means a lot now, but I'll be interested to see where it sits, and it's so hard being involved in the art scene as well, being so close to everything. And having met Anthony Gorman, and then if you look 50 years back and think how much more seriously you can take things that you know very little about. I mean the comparison between with this and maybe like someone like Andy Warhol and his 15 minutes of fame comment, and that's been compared a lot to this project. It was like, maybe he'll have that, I don't know. It's funny, because I don't think we had artists like Anthony Gormley then. He's kind of fits into a different place than, So I suppose, I don't know if that really answers your question at all, but it did make me think that, Sorry, do you want to repeat the question, or...
No, okay? I was just asking what it's like to be one of 2,400.
Yeah. I suppose that it'll sink in, or it'll take on a new meaning as there's so much more of this to come after. It is so hard being involved in it to actually really understand what you're involved in. And I'm always really, I mean, when you get tourists coming past from America and they know all about it, and you're just like, wow, it's actually a massive project, and it is far-reaching. So I guess it's hard for it to, what I'm trying to say is it's hard for it to sink in, being so involved in it, or it being now. Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, thanks.